Salutations.
Salutations, queens and kings. Welcome back to Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSLTV for short, previously known as QKJJ. This is a special bonus episode because my sentence was, this is a special episode because it's a bonus episode. There we go. Less segments, more of us, and hopefully you all enjoy this a lot better, and we would love to get your feedback on it. Tell us what you think we can add, take away, or how you like the flow and everything, because we love giving you content that you all like to listen to. Now, as always, your guides, Queen Jam,
King Jerry's in the house. Our last bonus episode was breaking news. The U.S. Capitol was being stormed by domestic terrorists. So we decided to do an episode right as curfew was starting around 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you all have seen yourselves going through the process, being updated time and time again. We decided, let's go ahead and bring this back and give you all that nice bonus round time for this podcast series.
Because there's been more developments, and we figured, why not hop on the podcast, let everybody know what's going on, and then we'd just be aware and making other people aware actually what's going on. Because you would think that was the end of it after the riot that happened, domestic terrorists actually stormed the U.S. Capitol. You would think that that was the end of it, but it wasn't, luckily.
And as always, y'all, you can catch and join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag TSLTVpod, P-O-D. Again, that's hashtag TSLTVpod, P-O-D. Our Truth Sessions Live, our Truth Sessions, y'all.
Lifting the Veil.
Lifting the Veil, okay. Podcast. Again, this is something that has grown and we continue to grow. And as Queen mentioned, there's little things, tweaks, and that we hope that you enjoy.
Yes.
But for real,
most important, like King said, we're growing.
We're growing. So. And definitely support, support. And let's move on, y'all. Keep smiling. And
to the best of our knowledge, mm-hmm. we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
But most importantly, uh-huh. remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Yes. We are sipping on a few things,
Water. I got some water, mm-hmm. some hydrogen, rich water, some lime. And don't have mint this time, but that's definitely something that we will eventually have in our garden. You feel me?
Yes.
So I could just go over there and pluck it off.
Right.
Because King showed me something he wanted to get for us. And as far as our medication of choice.
Indica.
Yes, we're doing the indica again. And do you have anything different that you're sipping on over there? Or are you just...
Water.
Yeah, I don't know why we
water
looked
and
over.
Water. Sorry, gotta make sure.
We both looked over at the side gotta table like, sure. What are we sipping on? All right.
And lots of it.
Definitely. So, what's your positive quote or shout out for this week?
Positive quote shout out of this week. Don't stress yourself. Mm-hmm. Stress will come to you.
Right, don't worry about stressing yourself. The stress is gonna come.
Yes.
Regardless. So before you start to stress, just say, you know what? I'm not gonna stress myself about this because I'm gonna have to stress about something else a few uh-huh. days from now.
There you go.
That's
you
literally see the concept? What King said.
There you go.
That's literally what King said. I would say my positive shout out would be a shout out to sitting down
mm-hmm.
because I have enjoyed the aspect of the quarantine where everyone has had to sit down and relax and not be just up and doing things, and I think people should take more advantage of that time that we have where we're not forced to be going and doing. And I just feel like a lot of people just aren't taking the time to do so, and aren't taking the time to take advantage of that time, meditate, get with yourself, work through some things that you have going on, some inner child work, little stuff like that. So I would say positive shout out to sitting down.
There you go. And without further ado, y'all, a word from our wonderful sponsors. Take it away.
Our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis. And you can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you're listening to us on. Be sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a heart on SoundCloud. And you can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us in all of our details. We also have a monthly commitment option starting as low as $1 a month via Patreon/QKJJ. If you're unable to make the monthly commitment, then donate to us via PayPal at paypal.me/QKJJ or Cash App $QKJJ or purchasing from our store. Also, you can go to our homepage at qkjj.org, scroll down and click donate to support QKJJ. Now to King with some non-monetary options.
Thank you, Queen. So first thing, you can actually tag us when you're listening to the podcast. You can share the podcast on your social media platforms as well. And the third way, of course, we're asking that you tell 2 people about this podcast. And lastly, you can also follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. And of course, that's on Instagram if you ain't know. We will put this in our show notes as well. And we appreciate the support. And money is energy. So we are sending back the positive energy your way. And hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you black ass joy.
Now, back to the show.
Oh, that was beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful? A little clip from our sponsors.
Absolutely.
I appreciate them taking the time to come and sponsor our podcast, y'all. That's pretty dope. We're like growing, like we said earlier. So we're actually going to have freaking sponsors now. Like, that's crazy to even think of. But don't worry, we're still going to keep that same unapologetic blackness, that good juiciness that we've already been doing for you. And this week, like King mentioned before, we decided to touch on our actual...
Thank you. If you've been with us from the jump, from the get-go, or if you're just tuning in, that is specifically letting you know that we're about to bring you that media apps and news, y'all. So just sit back and relax. And I'm pretty sure it's not absence. This has been very, very,
very, very prominent. Very prominent. And it's not even our actual media apps and news segment. Mm-mm. That's just us transitioning into the topic. And this is one of our first times, like, actually incorporating the music and the sponsorship into the flow of the episode. So I'm going to listen back to the episode, and I may want to, you know, move something around. King may say, let's skip and put, you know, something else somewhere else. So next time you listen to it, who knows? Who knows? It may be something different. King's like, I'm going to give you all the... all this audio. But so we really wanted to get into the U.S. Capitol riot. Mm-hmm. And we got into that in our last bonus episode. But now, to add on to that, there's been a number of people actually added to the FBI's
no fly list. Now, also, before we got started too, I did briefly have the time to look at the head of FBI. They actually went on CNN, had an interview a little bit before we actually started this. Probably about a good 41 minutes before we started. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the extensive list of individuals, and they are only at the tip of the iceberg. Mm. Okay, starting with how many folks are about to get caught up right now. So we're gonna jump straight into this next news, because I want you all to identify and realize some implications of your actions and those that you may end up being a part of, whether that's a group, a community, or whatever political basis that you deem to identify with. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from the Washington Examiner. Mm-hmm. And this is the headline from the Washington Examiner.
Yes, and we'll make sure to post this article from the Washington Examiner in the show notes as well.
Top Democrats urges TSA and FBI to put Capitol rioters on a no-fly list. Now, we are going to actually talk about a few other different aspects about this, but mm-hmm. we're just going to touch this at the surface level.
Yeah, and with the basics for anyone who's like, how did this even start? And
exactly. Stuff like that. Exactly. So as we talked about before, we all saw the insurrection. We all saw the coup. We all saw the white domestic terrorism that happened, or the domestic terrorism in general that happened in the nation's capital.
That they claim didn't happen here.
Right. A top House Democrat asked the Trump administration to ban rioters who took part in the Wednesday siege of the U.S. Capitol from commercial flights out of concern for public safety. Now, given the heinous domestic terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol yesterday, I'm urging the Transportation Security Administration and the Federal Bureau of Investigations to use their authorities to add the names of all identified individuals involved in the attack. Excuse me, involved in the attack, y'all, to the federal no-fly list, and keep them off planes. House Homeland Security Chairman Benny Thompson said in a statement issued Thursday evening. Now, the Mississippi Democrat said the ban should include anyone who trespassed on the Capitol, which the Capitol Police estimated to be in the hundreds.
Okay, and the country's largest flight attendants union, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, called for the ban hours after the siege. And union President Sarah Nelson said flight attendants on domestic flights encountered unruly passengers en masse Tuesday. And this is a quote. The mob mentality behavior that took place on several flights to the D.C. area yesterday was unacceptable and threatened the safety and security of every single person on board, said Nelson, whose union represents 50,000 flight attendants across 17 airlines.
Now, security at Washington area airports was stepped up Thursday in anticipation that the thousands of protesters and rioters are preparing to fly home, according to Reuters. Now, leading U.S. airlines, including American, Delta, and United, are working closely with law enforcement in light of the concerns. Now, flight attendants are also worried about the potential for the spread of the coronavirus aboard flights. Rioters pictured at the Capitol on Wednesday interrupted U.S. lawmakers as they affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory were largely unmasked. And that is a fact. If you run those tapes back, y'all, you would definitely be able to see off of an enormous amount of video evidence that I'm sure is going to keep piling up. Okay. Of how many folks were there, unmasked, brazen, and actually recording themselves during the whole process. Let's dig deep.
Right, let's dig on deep into this. Because, honestly, when I was sitting there, everything was popping off. I guess I was just staring at my TV like, what is really going on? Because we know the response is different when they get word of Black Lives Matter protests coming or any type of protesting for the life of a Black person that was taken. They always, even if it's peaceful, they will still say, you know, they are looters, they're rioting. It doesn't make any sense. But with this, it was handled completely different. I know you've seen the video that surfaced now of actual Capitol Police allowing the people to, like, walk. There was, like, a vestibule that you had to walk through to actually get inside of the building. And there was, like, cops lined up on each side of the wall. And they're like, hey, you know, welcome to the Capitol. Welcome to the Capitol. Even that video is just like, what was going on? Where was any authority figures? Where's the policy protocol?
There you go. Now, we did see a handful that were doing their jobs, and the ones that weren't doing their jobs are obviously going to be reprimanded and hopefully, so on and so on, further investigation.
Not obviously, right. Hopefully.
Hopefully. But I say obviously because I would stay with all the video evidence, boy, and all the individuals that were stationed that allowed that joint to happen. I tell you, they're going to be in some deep, hot water, legal water, and hopefully we get some representation and definitely hold those individuals accountable for their actions, because they have to be. Next.
One thing we wanted to point out was we were watching CNN earlier, a little clip on YouTube of Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo, yes, okay. So I asked you, and then you said, you pronounced it three different ways.
CNN Chris Cuomo did an interview.
Yes.
With lawyers who were actually defending a man at the Capitol. Right. Who was the named Capitol. Adam Johnson. He was at the riot. He was actually photographed. It's a photograph that is very, very popular right now. Yep. He was photographed carrying Nancy Pelosi's lectern, and he faces charges. And now here goes the charges.
Three charges. One count of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Mm. One count of theft of government property. Mm-hmm. One count of violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol ground. Now, the first thing I thought was, like, what are these years looking like? Like, this needs to be football numbers. Because, you know, they just throw in the book at us. We're going to give you the max sentence.
Trumped up charges.
This would be the perfect time for trumped up charges. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, the thing that really chapped our ass, I will say, when we watched the actual YouTube clip, I'm going to play it for you here. And if you can just listen to the way the lawyers are talking about their client and the manner in which they're speaking about him, because Cuomo is really trying to get them, like, tell them, hey, I'm going to play the clip. All right. Ready? Make sure the volume is up pretty decent. Hopefully it's not too loud. I will turn it down if it is, but I don't want it to be low. Here we go.
giving us the opportunity to speak about our client, Adam Johnson.
Now, Dan, you have a very prestigious pedigree. You were a federal prosecutor, you were a federal agent. Everybody has a right to a defense. They don't have a right to you as counsel. Why does this man deserve your level of defense?
I was blown. Oh,
wow, y'all. Sorry, hold on. Typical ad, but like you hear the question that Chris is asking him. Why does he deserve y'all to represent him?
Chris, that's a great question. Again, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk through a little bit. I mean, you know, Mr. Johnson has the right, as you know, you're an attorney as anybody else that's, you know, a member of the society. That's one of the beautiful things about the United States. You have the right to counsel. And, you know, myself and Mr. Bigney feel like we are going to represent our client to the full extent of the law.
I know you will, but I'm saying, why does he deserve your help in this situation? He has no right to your help. What do you know about him that makes you feel that there are redeeming characteristics to who he is and what he did, sir?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things, Chris. You know, to be honest with you, it's you know, you always can't judge a book by its cover, so to speak. So you've got the photos and you've got a lot of things on social media where they're demonizing Mr. Johnson. And it's just really a mischaracterization. I mean, he's a family man. You know, his wife is a physician. He's got 5 children. There's nothing in his background or his past that would attribute any type of violence or you know, this type of, you know, rebellious type behavior to him. So it's an anomaly. It's an unusual situation for him.
So he is not part of some extremist group. He wasn't part of an organized effort to get into the Capitol. Doug, you can take this.
He tagged him.
No, he certainly wasn't. He was there to witness a little bit of history. And that's the extent of it. He wasn't involved in any coup. He wasn't involved in any planning of any entering of the Capitol. Things got out of hand. You saw the pictures. But no, he was not there for any destruction, any treason. He was just there to witness history.
All right. So how,
I wish we could continue, but we'll leave the clip for you all to listen to the remainder, because I know you all are probably like, play the rest. But the way, okay, let me tell you how this conversation could have went a lot smoother. If they would have simply just said, hey, he had the money to afford us, put us on retainer, that would have been fine. But he started off with, that's the beautiful thing about America. You can, you know, you have the right to be represented in a certain way. Sir, he's literally asking you, this domestic terrorist, why does he deserve Johnny Cochran as his freaking lawyer? Yeah, that's literally what he's asking you.
Right.
And you're just saying, because he deserves representation. That's what America is about. You're taking it back to something that has no relevant issue right here, because the person that walked away with that lectern, that was not an American.
Right.
Things don't just get out of hand, okay? Because like we've already addressed in the situation, stuff getting out of hand, if these were all black people, would have been, they would have been obliterated from the get-go. It would have been, it would not have been cute pictures taken walking away with Pelosi's lectern. This is ridiculous.
Y'all, the most ignorant, the ignorance about it all is how they try to paint this gentleman.
Yeah.
And Queen did point out, you know, like they tried to make him look like he was like some type of monk walking down the street, saw cautious.
He saw the chaos at the
Cautious. No. He was cautiously walking by, then saw chaos.
Yes.
You know, saw chaos at the Capitol. And then was like, okay, all right, what's going on? I'm just going to walk over here. She's going to trail behind a whole bunch of people that are yelling and screaming.
Like he was, you know how you crowd surf and you have no control over where the crowd takes you? That was not the case. Or if you're stuck in a large crowd, they can like lift you up literally off your feet.
Right.
And you have no control over where you're going. This was not that situation.
This was not Buddy here.
He was fully aware.
No.
Fully aware, okay? As a dad, as a father, as someone who has a wife that's a physician, he was fully aware. He probably got home and told his freaking kids about it and told them to gather at his freaking feet.
Did Sandra Bland get this type of coverage? Did Breonna Taylor get that type of coverage about her positivity and how she was a good person in the community and, you know, being in a medical field?
But they definitely did increase the coverage on Breonna Taylor when they tried to tie her up in the drug ring.
I see. So, we all have to look at the way that people are being projected, specifically also through different avenues of media. Black people definitely don't get this same careful coverage, this same loving, appropriate touch to a wonderful individual. And they, you know what they do with
no
us? They
character post this, assassination. Yeah,
none
people.
Of that. Oh, no.
They post. The crazy part I've always found, too, is like whenever white people do something, they always happen to find a graduation picture.
Right.
Yeah. Always happen to find
that was
a
the
graduation
one.
Picture.
That was the one.
And you'll be like, this person is in middle school.
Right.
This person's in elementary. How do you have a graduation picture from high school?
Right.
That's crazy.
It would be a grown adult. And they're showing
it's stupid
some old. Now with us though, they'll show like an old picture of us on Facebook that they gathered, MySpace,
even, yes,
of us like holding a gun or something, and
it's a fake
making
gun.
A fake gun, or if it was real, it was someone else's, and we happen to be in a situation, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like the way that the coverage is being produced, and it's not to say that a person doesn't have the Second Amendment, right? To bear arms and making sure that you're legally doing it, but it's the way that it will
it's
be covered in
yes.
the depiction. And the characterization of your depiction
our
is
character
key.
Is immediately assassinated as soon as we, even if we are a victim, they still will find some crazy old photo of us, not a graduation photo, which they go out of their way to comb for when it comes to a white victim or a white offender.
Right.
Okay, so another thing I would mention as well, just to like change on to like a more positive note, Twitter has been a great place of black joy for I know me recently, I know King, I know you've enjoyed Twitter as well, the different threads that they come up with.
I thought at first, you know, being that space, because Twitter was a very negative space because of the implications of leadership. And it's not to say that individuals are negative. People choose to be negative and they choose to go into a negative route, or they choose to commit into a negative energy and then they go ahead and enforce it and try to subsequently spread that negative energy onto their followers and so on and so on and so on. The harsh reality was at that moment of time, and I'm just, and again, the way I'm trying to bring this to you, just in different levels, so we all can see it, no matter if you're a young child or, you know, somebody's grandparent. We all had an implication, and excuse me, we all had a symbol, and we all were able to see something, a movement, a verification of a group that was a negative stigma, and they were treated differently because their viewership, viewpoint, and they were given a key leeway or an open access to carry out their thought process or their forefrontal movement. To say, hey, I'm fed up because other individuals came together, did their job, spoke up for themselves, said enough is enough. I plan on deciding my fate, our fate, and we're going to move collectively. And these individuals said, well, I'm going to utilize what has been set in place either as a loophole or a process within a consciousness or subconsciously within our social group or community or processing when we are socially gathering with either our friends, family members, neighbors, or complete strangers. Mm-hmm. We all know that what we saw would have been totally different if the hue, the color, or the difference when we see another human being that is just asking for their right to be, live, or just exactly obtain the same amount of grant ownership and freedom that is being carried out amongst this nation, land, mm-hmm. or set out as the goal or the community. Pretty much the policy of America is mm-hmm. the dream, the America dream, that no matter what you've gone through, who you are, you can get out of the oppression and find a way and make it through. Mm-hmm. For some, it has been attainable. For those, it has been they have perished with their lives mm-hmm. to obtain that goal. Still, we fight. If you would like to go through the process, and if you would like to say, I'm pretty much aware and open of our current conflicts that we're having, just do what we do. Mm-hmm. Make a open forum. Have other people see the way, understand, and gather a viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Have like-minded people that see those same wrongs and change it. And you get into a larger viewership, change the laws within your community and so on and so on. You get larger until you get national, then hopefully global movement. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say this because I'm trying to speak in different layers where we can all understand. Mm-hmm. It does take a village to raise a child. A childlike mind or concept is something that we can all think of, whether it's something basic as small as our wants or something that we actually need that's going to further our progression as mm-hmm. a community, as friends and families, as a whole. We have to do our parts individually and just pick out and just say when things are wrong and call mm-hmm. it out, because yeah. we're given tools and mm-hmm. opportunities to speak out not only for ourselves, but also others. Now, I'm going to give you a very good hint because I always like to provide you mm-hmm. with a goal or something to reach towards in history that's happened. We hope that history doesn't repeat itself, but it definitely does skip from time to time and repeat similar actions.
Yeah, it definitely rhymes.
Rhymes a little bit. Different players, but, you know, the same plot. So the setup is, one, we talked about in the last episode of providing your young or you yourself, if you feel as though you're tired of it and you want to see change, get yourself into a technical or some type of STEM program. Mm-hmm. Understanding coding, provide a program where you can say, okay, I'm going to build an application. I already see the information that's being provided, the data, the free data that's being provided on social media, and we can track these individuals that are obviously a danger, a possible danger, because of an ideal, and they're being given a nice key to push forward with that ideal. Mm-hmm. And some, what we saw, could be absolutely dangerous, not only for themselves, but also others. Now, it's up to you if you want to provide some type of service, whether that's a technical service or what we're doing right now, a podcast. You can go out naming names. You can get in contact with local law enforcement and provide them with a process of, hey, who you are, you stand for your community, and you're trying to uplift and provide protection for your community. Mm-hmm. How can you build some type of application or communication process with those law or local law enforcement entities? It's nothing new and it's nothing uncommon. No, you're not a snitch. All right. I'm not sitting up here setting you up for that type of level. If that's how you feel, you can go ahead and stop the point. I'm trying to get you to understand that we have just one level of transportation that is calling people that thought it was a okay and ideal to move upon their violent actions to either cause a coup, violent actions, or insurrection, even as far as treason against other citizens, which we call Americans.
Yeah, they're calling it sedition now.
Right, sedition, right. But I don't want to get into the legal. It's just the process that other individuals went as far as literally, violently carrying out on top of other people that are supposed to be doing the people's work at that time, their job, which we're paying for. A possibility, if they would have gotten close to those individuals that represent us, would have killed them. Possibly. If, I mean, it happened because there were fatal deaths of
five.
All right.
And the police officer's death is being investigated as a homicide.
There you go. So I'm moving this a little step forward. Please, okay? Yeah. Put on your hat because I'm going to start ripping off bandages. And if it hurts you, it's not on purpose. It's just to move the process forward.
Yes. And we actually, the one thing I did want to mention to update this is that there is the hashtag no fly list trending currently.
Right.
So people are posting a lot of videos of people that they're seeing not being allowed to fly back. Right. And we have not seen all of the videos that we want to see. We demand more videos.
Right.
But it just seems like a lot of people are getting held up before they are around other people.
Right.
I feel like the people who are actually getting caught up and recorded are the ones who were literally trying to sneak and hurry up and get it done because they saw it happening to other people.
Right.
But the majority of the people that are being obtained by the FBI and are currently in police custody or FBI custody are not being, like, showcased. They're not going viral as much.
Now, the reason for that, y'all, again, we're only being provided with one mode of transportation.
Yes, I was going to tell you to bring that up, too.
Absolutely. I'm doing that now. There are multiple modes of transportation. As you know, very early on in the beginning of history of America, folks was walking on their feet. But before they got here, definitely to the new land, you got here on some type of boat. If you're a foreigner, if you was already here, then you use some type of means or way to travel across the lands. Now, as we are up to date right now in the modern century, there's only a few ways that you're going to get from point A to point B. That is either by air, sea, land. All right? Y'all, it took airline employees to come together, okay, to unionize and be like, no, we're going to start picking apart the folks that think that their safe point access is to get home at a fast rate, which is traveling on a plane. Second fastest, depending on the, you know, the travel history and the congestion, would probably be Amtrak, y'all, on a train.
Right, in traffic.
Hey, y'all, I don't know how many of those Amtrak employees need to be speaking up, but I'm pretty sure that there's folks that went there that travel in other means. Second point, I bought up to Bay. Anybody take Greyhound before?
Me mentioned Greyhound, I was like, ooh. And the crazy part is that a lot of them drove. So that would mean that are these people getting pulled over? Are those the people we're not seeing? Those people getting pulled over and like taken into custody? Were they taken into custody, you know, like caught? Because when you're crossing certain points, depending on how far you've come, you know, you get to a certain toll or a, what's it called, border. And then you will have to, because we've seen before on a border patrol, they'll mess around and you'll think you're just doing a normal check going through a border. And then next thing you know, you are on the no-fly list or you've been flagged. That's usually what they say, you've been flagged. So, I feel like a lot of the people, majority of the people that were there drove as well. A lot of them right at the end of it, the news coverage we were watching, she was like, some of them may be going to New York after this because there's no curfew in New York. So at that time, majority of people would have been driving to New York because the buses that go to New York, they have a certain schedule. So,
right.
Like, where you going to go? You have a plane ticket schedule for after this. So I'm pretty sure it was them driving, you know,
right,
to New York.
So for those individuals, yes, Queen is right. Depending on certain area, depending on your state, you can get definitely checked at checkpoints. I'm pretty sure that there's some checkpoints set up.
And New York is not that far from D.C.
Definitely
Hop,
not.
Skip.
There's definitely been some reports that for the inauguration, they're looking at possible insurrections happening at multiple Capitol buildings in different states.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too. I meant to bring that up, too.
So the reason why I said, and let me just jump back to different modes of travel. Y'all, we're going to have to, first of all, just label off of where individuals are coming from, where they've gone, where they've passed through, the association, how they're moving as a group. They should be able to be located also during certain applications. There's certain applications that are definitely recording us all at the same time. I'm sure that a majority of them don't even know that. Don't even know that point. But I will try to, you know, end this all just to you know, get you an idea. Y'all have to understand, bro. After you do that, and you're on mainstream media, we have seen multiple accounts.
Yes, I was going to say, we know of someone who was actually there. And claims that she was just there, like, supporting someone else and trying to make sure that they were okay and stayed safe. She received threat after threat after threat. And I mean, like, death threats, all types of name calling and demeaning her. It was sad. Like, even videos. She was getting videos of people saying, like, you're so stupid, Trump lost. Just go ahead and take your defeat. And you dumb bee. And just unnecessary stuff, you know? Even, it's real. I don't feel like it was the people who actually reached out to her. It wasn't their place to be like, oh, you dumb bee, you know, like Trump law. Like, of course. But some people just have time. I don't have time to sit there and tell people that stuff that they already know.
Hey, man.
I'm not going to follow a Trumper and be like, oh, how stupid of you with that Trump hat and da-da-da-da-da. Like, I have a whole life.
I would say let it sink in that there are individuals that are just on the iceberg of this that are getting caught.
Yes.
And there are individuals that are actually getting caught at right now at their homes. There are some people that are turning themselves in right now.
There was one person had tweeted that there was... Oh, one person tweeted, like, why is the FBI looking for me? And then when you tried to search that same account that had said that, that person did not exist anymore. And speaking of Twitter, Twitter has not only suspended because it was a because it was a scandal. Suspended Trump's account. Have also suspended over 70,000 users and counting, in fear that they were using that platform to incite the other riots that King was talking about. They had other riots staged or planned that they also came out with that they feared was going to happen. So they have deleted over 70,000 accounts and ensured that those users cannot use it anymore. And there was one woman as well who actually, one queen, who tweeted something that was very factual. I will say that. It was a straight up fact. She said, this is from @AfroBeerChick, entitlement is being able to commit a felony and cry about not being able to fly home. Oppression is being murdered by the police while sleeping.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Yeah. .. #NoFlyList. Mm-hmm. Y'all, there were so many videos, and you can go look in Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, you can definitely still check out the hashtag. But there were so many videos of people just crying, and I can't believe you all are doing this to me. Oh, this is a great time to bring up, what the heck is the USA chant about?
Yeah, y'all. Hey, look, this is a clear sign that you are in danger, okay?
You're delusional.
I have been keeping a list of this, and I hope you keep a list. If you're somewhere, all right? Now, this is not all. Because it's not all white people. But if you're somewhere where the hue is definitely lighter than you, if the hue is lighter than you, and you hear a yeehaw, okay?
Beat feet. For all my people in the city, beat feet. You know what that means. You know what that means.
When you hear yeehaw, that's oh nah. Get out of there.
Yeehaw, right? Equals oh nah. Oh, nah. We should come out with the
yeehaw, oh nah.
A little chart.
All right, yeah, there's a chart. Now, if you hear USA, 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 all right?
Mm-mm.
All right?
You must leave. You must leave. You must leave, okay? Because I want to know what the USA chant is about, because the US of A that I, okay, happen to be a part of does not appreciate me storming into the Capitol unannounced. So I'm not going to let anyone else storm into the Capitol unannounced if I can't storm into the Capitol unannounced. Okay? Most people would be like, worry about yourself. I'm always worried and looking at other people and what they're doing. If I can't get into the Capitol, you can't get into the Capitol. Why are you in there if I can't be in there?
There is on record a 3-star general that reported when he has went into the Capitol, identified himself with the 3 stars on, all that. He was honestly, he was just identified to be identified. He was pointed out and picked out to be pointed and picked out.
Mm-hmm.
But a 3-star general, y'all. Like, think about that. Black man being a 3-star general. You can look him up. He's out there. He already has it out there. But he did mention that what was taken from him was a lighter. You know? And what we saw from the video was individuals being escorted in. You know? Individuals that definitely should not have been let in with the type of...
Oh, the Disneyland escort.
Escort. Yeah, I've
never been welcomed into any place like that.
Never. What I would make everyone aware of exactly...
Disgusting.
Exactly what we talked about before. You know, the obvious glasses is, yes, there are two different types of Americas and the way that two different types and groups of individuals. Oh, several types of Americas.
Because we haven't even touched on our next bonus episode is going to be the separate world that celebrities have been living in during quarantine.
Okay? Man, what?
There's no such thing as COVID in celebrity realm.
Is crazy. I was like, what? Celebrity, I don't know what's like. Celebrity status is weird because it's like at any moment any celebrity can be pulled down. But yeah, it seems so like
that's all right too. You can be absolved from COVID or we can kill you.
Right, which is the weird option. Right, it's like it's like they're all partying like COVID doesn't exist. But then when they're absolved for some strange, it's like, oh my god, it's like but they're putting them in. Okay, they. Anyway, I don't mean to go
we'll touch on that in the next bonus episode.
Yeah, y'all. But keep in mind, again, just a few things I just want to go back on and touch on as a part of history, because you have to pay attention to history and how history may rhyme, but please don't let it repeat itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We have a point in history where it's going to look very similar to like the Second World War. And the description of how not only Black Americans were treated, but also a lot of other individuals subsequently were literally almost dissolved from this planet. off the face of this planet. You have to identify leadership that is pushing a narrative or a basis where it rhymes and it signals that similar pathway to others. Now, you can call it a cult. You can call it a following. You can call it a granting a political favorship for an individual, following that political party, and then going through the process of being a politician, a political woman, whatever the case may be, and having that mindset of this is what or who you are. If that's what you identify with, that group, and the policies and the basis and the motives and the mission statement of that group, then you have to, you know, be responsible definitely with the actions are once you associate yourself. We saw individuals that literally associated with a political party that were gathered there by their leader, okay, that gave them a code, a message, and pointed them in the direction of where their leader wanted them to go. I can't think of the guy's name. Queen, if you could help me, the cult leader who had individuals drinking the Kool-Aid. Yes, Jim Jones. You have to remember that. I apologize. Yes. And for all those that scream, Jim Jones! Jim Jones! I appreciate, because I lost the name, but I understand the message. Right, stop. Not that Jim Jones. But I understand the message of history. Even if it's to that level where individuals are forced into a process, because if you listen to that recording of individuals that were there, there are a lot of people that didn't want to go, okay? There are a lot of people that were honestly fighting back. A lot of people lost their lives. But you have to remember that individuals were caught into an idea and they went with it. And they thought it was a good idea. And then at the end, they're like, this was a pretty bad idea. This is what we're dealing with right now. There's a lot of people that were like, at that point, it was a good idea because they thought that their political message that they were being provided was going to cover their actions. And what they saw in real time was, it's okay for you to have a disagreement with someone that doesn't have the same thought, process, mindset, or political message that you are coming across with or you stand behind. But when you get into that realm of physically like tormenting and literally terrorizing your neighbor, like, that's when things are different. You feel me? Because if I cannot, or your neighbor cannot, get a message or point across that they simply want a force, a system to stop having their knee on their neck and stop oppressing them consistently. Oppressing consistently, and other individuals as their neighbors, as citizens, are upset because they lost their quote unquote political leader. I have to bid you some type of like mental help, or push you into the direction of someone to like seriously help you understand that when you see a cult leader, when you see someone that is literally telling you that you need to become physically assertive to the degree where even my own friends that apparently backed me in this party ain't backing me no more, and I'm giving y'all the okay to literally go after them. I think at that point, when you're following that leader, like, you should probably, like, that person probably doesn't care about me. because the after effect out of all of those adults, okay, and there were definitely some minors there as well, but out of all of those adults that know the law, they thought still that it was a good idea, a good day, an idea to go about somebody's pride that was hurt and carry out their bidding. And people definitely died, unfortunately, because someone's pride was hurt. All I have to say is keep your eyes on the inauguration.
You know, yes, because they have already hinted that something is going to pop off the days before, mm-hmm. the days after, mm-hmm. or the day of.
Yes.
So, who knows? But just, be aware.
Yeah, just be aware. Keep your eyes peeled.
And don't use this as a time to like scare yourself. Just be aware.
Just know
arm
that.
Arm yourself with knowledge.
Just know that the fact that it happened, y'all, you know, just keep that in mind. The fact that it happened. Anything. America is a land of opportunity. They literally mean that. You have to remember the words that are being provided to us. America is a land of opportunity, and anything can happen. Anything.
There, we didn't even talk about the van that exploded. Remember that?
Bruh,
didn't even address that, y'all. Like, everything, and this is the hard thing about having a podcast. There's so much that happens during a week, and you're like, oh, we got to record now. And it's like, you know, some things you're just not going to cover. You just have to be comfortable with that. So any of our fellow podcasters, be comfortable with just knowing there's some things that you may miss out on. And you got to be comfortable with that, you know, because you can't cover everything. You just can't.
There was a terrorist attack and a domestic terrorist attack before this happened. A gentleman, I believe it was in Tennessee.
Yes. I want to play that creepy ass message.
I want to say not. Was it? No.
Yeah, it was Tennessee.
It was in Tennessee. I'm sorry. I'm not sure the exact state. We'll get that.
I
see
you.
But the state of Tennessee. But. The city will make sure that we get, you know, to get you that information. But the fact that this happened prior to the insurrection that they keep, you know, keep providing in main media is just to let y'all know that it's a pop-off sign. You know, anything that happens can happen Nashville, and will Tennessee. Happen. Nashville, excuse me.
A parked camper van exploded in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee early on Christmas morning.
There you go.
Injuring three people and knocking out communication systems across the state. Possibly human remains were later found near the blast site, U.S. media report. And police believe that the powerful blast was caused deliberately. And later on, they said that the remains were of the suspect.
Right. Case closed pretty much for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that means. Case closed. The damage happened. They'll go through the process, making sure that those that were hurt, you know, pretty much they get the repaired. They repaired process through court, through insurance and things like that. But the fact that it happened, that's a warning sign. That's a heads up. The fact that it happened beforehand. It's wild, y'all, because Christmas, you know, you would, for some in America or globally, you paint that as a day of like peace and giving and happiness.
Yeah, a lot of crimes happen the day before Christmas, the day of.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not, just like you say, you think it would be a day of peace and all that extra stuff, but that's not for everybody. Some people aren't getting their way, and then they feel like it's okay to take advantage of that.
They have peace for some, opportunity for others. But that was just a red flag or warning sign. You can. That was definitely a red flag or a warning sign for us. Something I also like to mention. I used to listen to a lot of Dick Gregory interviews.
Yes.
Before he passed away. And there's a lot, and one particular thing that Dick Gregory made me understand is when we see a lot of things that happen in mainstream media that we honestly understand is wrong, is like catches up all of us, not off guard, but we know, like, really, you know, like, for real. Sometimes it's not to respond to everything, acknowledge that it happens, but it's not always to respond. It's just to duck some things. And why I say that is for the election process, that's not something that we were supposed to duck. We had to get involved. But for things that happen as a domestic terrorist plot, our reaction and our current action and defense process is make sure that we're okay at home, community, and then so on and so on. But when something happens to a level where it's key, identified, and point, you know, come on, man. Like, on Christmas Day, we're sitting up here in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee has a lot of history. And bomb goes off. The last part of it is remains found. We're going over this individual's social media history. And then that's our warning sign beforehand, because there was already warning signs.
We said neighbors had already complained. Right. There's always that. Neighbors had already complained, all the other stuff. We're going to play the clip right quick. It's just a 1 minute clip of right before it happened. And it's very unfortunate because... Okay. Thank you. It's very unfortunate because there was an actual... what was I about to say? This was right before it happened, and they shortened the clip and everything. So just give me 1 second, because the tone of the message was really eerie, I feel. All right, here we go. Explosion. All that you're hearing, that's all the explosion. But that's pretty much all the audio at the end. It's just the debris and everything settling down after the explosion stuff. I would say the simple fact that this, like King said, happened on Christmas morning, this was very, very eerie. Apparently there wasn't that many people around, which is a great thing as well. And if you can, the message was saying was pretty much evacuate this place now, evacuate this area now. If you can hear this, evacuate this area now. There was mixed like reports about what happened, like eyewitness reports. One lady claimed that there was actually a countdown happening prior to. Other people were claiming that there was no countdown. It just started saying, you know, like, evacuate this area, evacuate this area. So, yeah, that was, like, pretty much it. They weren't able to gain access to the actual camper prior to, because they said that they weren't able to get the robot to it in time for whatever reason. But it actually did end up exploding. And luckily, there weren't that many people hurting and, like, there was literally, it was like an abandoned, it looked pretty abandoned, the street and everything. So it wasn't like a group of people sitting around that would have made it a lot more horrific if it was like a large crowd. So it's kind of luckily for the pandemic almost, because majority of the time there would have been people. Well, Christmas, majority of businesses are closed. Some are still open, but you know, people be pressed. Y'all be out for no reason. That's why I said kind of appreciate the pandemic, because half y'all had to sit down and couldn't just browse in stores for no reason. So that was a good thing that there wasn't a large crowd or anything. But yeah, we weren't even able to cover that for real. So that was just rough on the rough basics of it. I would encourage you to go and look more into it. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it by now, and we'll post the video and also an article as well. But yeah, y'all. But yeah, y'all, this was a great bonus episode. Pretty much, just to summarize, white people been acting up, y'all. Grab your popcorn. Don't relish in it, but just become aware of how people try to stereotype us and say we are the only ones that be tripping. You feel me? We are civilized. They are not. That's why Martin Luther King said you can't be civilized with the uncivilized. We'll leave you with the words of MLK, and we will see you in next week's episode. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Oh, we forgot to even tell you, the podcast has its own Instagram now, at TSLTB. Rate, review, subscribe, embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile. Love yourself. Until next time, I'm Queen Jan.
King Jerry.
We out, y'all.